This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, Michael Harrison joins us in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, InsideTalkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of things that have to do with what we talk about in the news talk radio world. So Michael has a medical problem today, and he's dealing with that. So it's nowhere near as serious as Joan Rivers. So we don't have to worry about him, hopefully, in that circumstance. But he's got to have something done. So Victoria Jones, who's part of the clan, if you will, the expansive clan of people that I've been working with for a long, long time, covering important stories out of Washington for the Talk Radio News Service. Victoria is a seasoned talk person and reporter. So with her background, we're going to go through some of the items here that she's been talking about and covering this week. Most of them are Washington-based. But first, because you're the honored guest, Victoria, you get to go through the list as they have been, the stories have been supplied, at least in the order in which they were important, by the folks at Talkers Magazine. So why don't you start at number 10, go through number 1, and give us the list of the important stories in the News Talk Radio world this week.
At number 10, Major League Baseball action. Number 9, Michael Sam cut and NFL season opens. Number 8, the Ebola pandemic threat. Number 7, Joan Rivers dies. Number 6, hacked nude celebrity pics and Apple iCloud security. Number 5, Russia-Ukraine tensions. Number 4, Justice Department to probe Ferguson police. Number 3, midterm elections and 2016 presidential prospects. At number 2, Al-Qaeda jihad threats and missing Libyan jets. And at number 1, U.S. ISIS strategy and journalist beheading.
All right, so that's the story list. Why don't you go through in the same effective way, efficient way, numbers 10 to number 1 in the People Department. Who's on the hit parade this week?
At number 10, Michael Sam. Number 9, Joan Rivers. Tied for number 8, Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton. At number 7, Vladimir Putin. Number 6, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Rand Paul, a trifecta. Number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Number 3, Stephen Sotloff. At number 2, David Cameron. And at number 1, Barack Obama.
That's the best job I've heard anybody do on Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. What a great name that is in terms of challenging those who don't do well with Middle Eastern names. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Great name. It's a standout. That's sort of a standout name, isn't it? Aren't you? Do you ever get stumped in reporting on some of these names now more and more? We have a focus on names that are not common names and not names that we're used to. So how do you fare when it comes to, in your reporting, usually getting the name pronounced right? Or how do we even know that we're pronouncing it correctly? I guess that's the other thing.
Well, I'm not bad. I have a lot of friends from that part of the world. So I'm fairly used to saying words with either Arabic names, Arabic words or Persian words. So I can usually muddle my way through fairly well and even get the emphasis on the right syllable, because it's likely that I've said the word before or something similar to that. And then the other thing is, with my accent, I usually get away with it anyway.
That's something I hadn't thought about, but yeah, I get that. All right, so just before we take apart some of these stories, give people a thumbnail sketch of what your day is like. Because as a White House credentialed reporter, you're part of sometimes the pool, you're part of what goes on in the press room, daily briefings, that sort of thing. So what does someone who is a White House reporter spend his or her day doing?
Now, it's remarkably grungy because the quarters of White House correspondents are so small because the space is limited. They can't expand because you're literally in a small section of the White House. So if you're unfortunate enough to be a print reporter, no matter who you report for, you literally have a small piece of space that is as wide as your laptop, and you sit at a long bench. Now, if you're more fortunate than a radio, you might have a booth the size of a toilet, which is what we have, that's soundproof, and you do pool. So you arrive there, and you're always stunned when you arrive before you go through pretty tight security, but you're actually going to walk through those gates that tourists are clinging to the bars of, and you're going to go into the White House. You never quite believe it, no matter how long you've done it for, and I've done it for 11 years. You never quite believe you're going to walk down that path. And you go in with your credentials, and then you hope that maybe you'll get to speak to some kind of official from the administration, and maybe they'll tell you something of use, and they never do. So you make your calls and you go on the air with your station, if you're in radio as I do, and you keep up with the news, and you try to talk to officials and you talk to your colleagues. And I'm in the basement, which is even worse. I sometimes never see daylight. And then you have the briefing in the middle of the day, and you file your stories. And this is what people do. I mean, literally, you're in the basement, you see nothing, and then you file your stories, and then you have the briefing. This is the highlight of everybody's day. And basically, you then wait half an hour, three quarters of an hour, because the press secretary is inevitably late. And then you get frustrated for an hour, getting your questions not answered.
So under the circumstances, this is not glamour. You are working with a lot of people who also are visible, radio and television people, print people. Is the glamour and the positioning of people in that room important, or is it something that you never pay any attention to whatsoever?
You pay attention to it when you see glamorous people walking past you. But the only people who appear glamorous are the TV correspondents. The people who are, in my view, glamorous are the print reporters. Because, frankly, the people who the New York Times, the Washington Post, reporters, people like that, they are the people who make the news. And other people pick up their stories and piggyback on it. These are the brainiacs the news business.
All right, so then you're telling us something. We ought to pursue this in a little bit. We'll pause for a moment. What I'm hearing from you is something that I've heard. I've been off and on involved in the news business, and I'm not a journalist, and I don't claim to be a newsman, even though I've been a news reporter, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, when I was a pup working in Worcester, Mass. I did that, and I ran a news department and a news radio station in the mid-80s, but I never have considered myself a journalist per se. I think that nomenclature is abused, frankly, by a lot of people who have no business calling themselves journalists. But having said that, let's talk about the way you make connections and how the attention is focused. That is, who gets the seats? There's a lot of interior, the workings of the bowels in the newsrooms at the White House. Really pretty interesting and compelling. And you said something that was also very important. Who sets the story climate? And, you know, I think the best example of what you're suggesting is that you may see something in one of those papers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, perhaps the L.A. Times, three or four papers like that that get close to the stories. And then in a day or two, you see them copied in the Wall Street Journal or the Chicago Trib. Somebody's started a story, USA Today, and then everybody follows suit on it. I think that's what you're talking about. So this is very important for people to know, actually. How is it that you get to know? Who decides what the important stories are? That's part of our conversation here. And we'll get to Victoria's spin or focus on some of the top stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/airhandler or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the good day, gang, and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastley Farm. Good day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Back with Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service here, subbing for Michael Harrison this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We are following Victoria's routine. Her career in the last 11 years has had her focusing as a White House reporter in the White House every day, getting the stories. And she said something a few minutes ago that was pretty compelling. That is, and I don't know that we don't all kind of wonder about this. Now you'll know the real story. Why is it that there will, in 4 or 5 of the major newspapers, be a story, and then it shows up on the evening news, and then it shows up in somebody else's newspaper the next day? First of all, you've identified most of the papers that set the tone, the climate, and the stories. Is that good? Is there a danger in this? And what happened to real, pure journalism, where somebody goes out like you and actually gets the story without anybody prompting him or her as to what the angle might be?
Well, I think that these the White House correspondents for these papers are actually doing that. And I think that you've got people at these papers who are still doing that, and who some of them do still have access, and you'll see stories popping up there first. So what I'm saying is that they will probably get things first. They will get angles. They will think of things. They will get quotations that other people won't get. They are written by thoughtful, intelligent people. Well, Peter Baker, for example, of the New York Times, is an intelligent, thoughtful writer who brings to bear an analysis as well as a reporting that is worth looking at to have an understanding and the perspective on the news.
All right, so we're going to talk about objectivism, using what you just said as a standard and interest. Victoria Jones here as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. For Michael Harrison, she's in. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Victoria Jones is here, staff person for the Talk Radio News Service, an audio supply house. Information that you can find, there's a great website for talkradionews.com that really does focus in on what's going on in Washington, better perhaps than any other radio source, for sure. We're talking about the climate of news coverage and who does the reporting. You said something about Peter Baker from the Times and his ability to get the story, his analysis. We've gotten away from people just doing the story, but in some respects, the investigative work, if you go back to Watergate, and that's an era that most people remember who are alive now, the investigative reporting that was done by Woodward and Bernstein, it involved getting the facts. Remember Jack, the guy who played, Jack Anderson got it too, but I'm thinking about on Dragnet, Jack Webb. What was the guy's name on Dragnet? Isn't that awful? I can't remember. Joe Friday. Joe Friday got the, he wanted just the facts. We have strayed, yeah. We've really strayed so far from that, with the, favoritism in some circles, depending on your political point of view, that's paid to either Fox or MSNBC in the television world. And in the print world, it's well established that the Times has a left of center bent, the Post, right of center.
Careful about that, because if you, for example, if you read a piece by Peter Baker, I would posit that his reporting is not left of center. I would posit that the editorials are.
If you're expecting to get facts that are facts, most of the time, no matter where you get them, they're colored somewhat by either the point of view of the editor or the writer or both. And some of that, Victoria, acknowledging that there is favoritism in the White House, in the press room. I remember our friend who is also associated where you are telling me, I'm not going to name her because it's not important to the story, that if they didn't do things a certain way, they wouldn't get their seat in the, she wouldn't get the seat in the press room. They wouldn't get called on. They wouldn't receive the treatment because of the biases of whoever the press secretary is. The press secretary decides, more or less, who gets called on and what information you're going to have.
Well, that's true.
You've got to curry their favor, and that's not right either, is it?
No, that's not right either. And when it comes to reporting, I would certainly say that if you feel that way about the New York Times, and I would still make that argument to Peter Baker, you should, on the same day that you read that story, because it's about NATO coverage, you should read the report in the Wall Street Journal the same morning, and you should subscribe to the Financial Times.
Yep.
And you should read that report, too. You should read those three, because you're going to get three unique perspectives.
All right. So, and unique is what we're talking about. We want to have unique, but we want to be able to know what the real story is, the story behind the story, if you will. And part of that comes from the fact that you can have a seat at the table or not, depending on how well you cover the personalities that are part of the administration or the administration's line. I mean, it's just that simple, and it's become much more that way since, I don't know whether, I felt a fairness during the Clinton years that I haven't felt since then. Bush was very biased as to who was going to get what.
And the
current bunch is the same way. Right. Yeah, they're awful. And so we don't have a shot at getting the real story, which brings me around to another bone of contention that I have, and maybe we'll talk about it in a moment, that the press secretary should not be paid for, his services should not be paid for by the public, by the taxpayer, but paid for by the Republican National Committee, the Democratic National Committee, because all they're doing is hacking. They're representing their hacksters for their boss, present the boss's point of view. And that very often, as we know, hope and change, hello, and, you know, we win, well, all of the stuff that's gone on in the last 14 or 15 years have been nonsensical. So let's pursue that in a matter of moments. Victoria Jones, happy to have her here with a different point of view, looking at the world of news talk radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now, this is kind of fun for me and hopefully important for you. Victoria Jones is not a loud voice, not necessarily a big voice, but a consistent voice, a positive voice for news, the events that are being covered in the White House and in Washington. She's on top of it as the reporter for the White House based talk radio news service. She's here because Michael Harrison is ill, and we decided that this would be a good step for us to take because Victoria really is in and has great stories to tell about how the news comes about and what it is that gets written and reported. And then, of course, that's the basis for conversations on the talk shows, the news talk radio programs. So we've been analyzing the White House, the reporters, the information that comes out, how it's sort of seeded by four or five different sources, and then everybody sort of follows from there. The White House Correspondents Association itself, I know there's a dinner every May, and all the White House reporters get together over at the Hyatt, and they have this big elaborate dinner. Everybody's in a tux. Everybody takes barbs at each other. It's supposed to be in good fun. And I've been four or five times, and I thought that they were fun. That's not the main job, obviously, of what they're doing. They're there to supposedly get the story. So what kind of a group are we talking about here? What kind of camaraderie is there between all of the various? You represent a company that competes with other sort of news organizations, even though you are very unique in the way the stuff is presented at the radio stations. But there is, you're vying for the time of the people who will give you the information. And then there's always the news. There's a book coming out that focuses on the women who do news on television, that in the woman who's writing it apparently didn't interview anybody. She picked up bits and pieces, including Katie Couric's suggestion that the only way Diane Sawyer gets stories is to sleep with the people. I mean, that's, I'm guessing, a headline that's aimed at getting people to look at the book. But how much of that? So you have a lot of women and men who are there, and they're spending a lot of time together. There are certainly circumstances of men and women who work for the White House or for political entities end up marrying people who are reporters, so it's not like there's a arm's length transaction going on here all the time, right?
Yeah, I you don't see an awful lot of sleeping together going on, frankly, because people aren't that cute. I mean, there's really not an awful lot. Really not an awful lot there, to be honest with you. Just being frank here. But what you do see is you do see camaraderie, but it's kind of cautious camaraderie, kind of like cats. You know, how they'll be friendly, but you're always a little bit wary that they might start a fight. It's kind of like that. So that because there's always that rivalry going on, but they are friendly. They will protect everybody. For example, there was a death over the weekend of a Fox News radio correspondent, a wonderful man, Mike Makowicz, about a week ago. And there was genuine grieving throughout the entire press corps for this real gentleman and consummate reporter. That's not to say that there wouldn't have been intense competition with him for a story. But there was genuine grieving. This was a tremendous man. But you know, the Correspondents Association, which elects its officers, works extremely hard to get access to the president because the press secretary and the administration, the rest of the people, seem to work extremely hard to keep the president from us. You don't get the impression that the president tries to stay away from us. But so they try to keep him from us.
Well, that's why I suggest, I wonder what you think about my suggestion I made, and it wasn't an offhanded slight of comment statement. I said that I think that the press secretaries ought to be paid by the parties that they represent, because they don't represent the public. They protect, as you've just suggested, the president from whatever evildoers there are in the White House press room. And so there's not an objectivity here. It's all about selling their point of view, which isn't necessarily in the best interest. And oftentimes, most of the time, in fact, it isn't in the best interest of the American public, because they're hiding information, keeping it. And this bunch has been, it's like the de rigueur every day. It's some new scandal. Well, we'll hide this. We don't want them to have that information, blah, blah, blah. It's very, very incestuous. And I don't think it's proper at all for those people to be paid by the public. Do you?
I think it's fascinating. I've never thought about it before. I want to think this one through. I think it's a really interesting idea.
Yeah, maybe you can spread it around. Start a little trouble. Let's start a little trouble! All right, so anyway, but go ahead. Your comments on how it is that they manage
it's all about the access, and that's what the constant fight is about, access, trying to get more access as they try to wall us off.
The people in this country need to know that and hear it from somebody like you rather than some pejorative host who's got an issue on one side or the other and they don't like. I mean, I think it would be safe for me. I know who you voted for because I pretty much know what your politics are, and I would guess that as in the previous case, although I didn't vote for either one of these guys, the last president or this president, but I was disappointed in what seemed to be early on an attempt to have somewhat of an open relationship, but they quickly walled it off, and people say, well, you expect that, you're naive. But they never, ever have done anything. You know, we were promised hope and change, and from 3 seconds after he was sworn in, there hasn't been either. You may have covered things with one look to the story at the beginning, and now you look at the disappointments and the misinformation and the deliberate attempts at falsifying info, and you guys must get ticked off.
You always want, you always want more access. You always... It's always your reputation on the line.
So in turning it around, what seems to be a mistaken focus is you guys are trying to curry favor with them so you can get a good seat. I would think that they'd want to try to curry favor with you so that they get the story right instead of them with their hammer and whatever other approach they take to basically treat you like children, because that's kind of what I see here. You're all dispensable.
Well, this is something that I have said and that many of us have said And this is just a fascinating thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that that's the route that you would take if you want to get your story out, rather than writing threatening emails when somebody writes something you don't like?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that that's what you would do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think people need to know that you guys, if you write something collectively that they don't like, they're happy to tell you they don't like it, and you better be careful because, again, access is in their purview, and there aren't enough seats to go around. So if you cross them enough times, you're out on the street.
Fortunately, they don't control the seats, but they certainly control a lot of other things, and they make sure that you don't get called on.
Yep. All right. So let's go to a couple of the issues here as time is waning quickly. But thank you. You've been fascinating in giving us the insight that a lot of people had no idea was part of this routine that goes on with the reporters at the White House day in and day out. The situation between Russia and Ukraine, what's the scuttlebutt, the hubbub, and who do you go to follow up on that story? Somebody at the State Department? Where is that information coming from about either what they're up to? I noticed that Putin this week was happy to suggest or hint that maybe a good nuclear bomb in Ukraine would fix a lot of things up.
You want to go to the State Department on this? And you might want to go to the Defense Department on this. You can certainly go to the White House, and in theory, they're all going to tell you the same thing. So you, if you've got time, you want to go to them all. But you're going to get something slightly different from all of them.
Well, isn't that part of the game sometimes, Victoria? There is the gotcha sort of thing. All right, I went over to the State Department, I got this, and then I went over to the Pentagon, I got something that completely contradicts it, and then the news guys love it. Look at these guys. They're almost like Mrs. Clinton saying something that was construed to be negative about Obama's policy, and that became the headline for 4 or 5 days, and then they made up with a kiss or a hug or something at some event on Nantucket. A lot of this stuff is conjecture and sort of made for the movies, isn't it?
Yeah, some of it's conjecture and made for the movies, but you never know what might be real, so you have to keep following it.
So you've followed Mrs. Clinton very closely for all the years you've been there, and I know that you followed the Obama people. My sense was never that they cared about it. It's obvious. You can look at the body language between Bill Clinton and Obama, and you know they don't like each other. Is it Mrs. Clinton and Obama tolerating each other because of mutual benefits of them, either of them being associated with the other?
I think they actually started to get relatively close. I think they started to respect each other's brains. And I think Hillary Clinton's relationships are very much about brains, and because she's so cerebral.
Right.
I think they started to respect each other's brains.
Oh, so all right, so they're okay now with one another.
Oh, I think they are okay with one another. Yes, I do.
So what happens when Joe Biden decides he wants to run for the presidency and Hillary's in the camp? Does Barack sit on his hands, or does he have to say, I'm for this one or I'm for that one?
He's got a very big decision to make, and I think he's going to have to sit on his hands, because that's Sophie's choice, isn't it?
Well, but on the other hand, whoever, if he decided to endorse one, that person might do what happened in 2008 when George Bush offered to go out and campaign for the candidate, and the candidate said no. You can stay home. We don't want you. I mean, Obama's less popular than Bush was, so he sure as heck isn't going to help anybody. You'd want him not to endorse you if you really wanted to win, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's so unpopular right now that they might both want him to stay away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, keep the heck away from the campaign trail. Again, pretty interesting insight. All right, Victoria, I've appreciated having you here. Thank you for going through the charts. As a matter of fact, we could probably keep talking for another hour and get some input on these various stories, but you've helped us a lot to understand what goes on in the world of a working, in-the-trenches reporter at the White House every day, and I know it's 7 days a week. So thank you for your analysis. Appreciate it very much here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service here on the countdown for the week of September 1st to the 5th, 2014. I'm Doug Steffen.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally in this hour, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, which is inside Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, is here, but he's had a spell. He has a little bit of a condition that needs attention from time to time, and today it needed attention. So our thanks to Victoria Jones, who, again, I thought did a wonderful job of giving us insight into what goes on in the process. What's the old expression? You love sausage, but you don't want to know how it's made. Well, having knocked around enough inside the White House newsroom for a while, I had the most access during the Clinton years in any time. And I'm, again, not a newsman, but for the years that I've been doing conversation radio, and that's been since 1974, and doing issues that were not necessarily local, which I started focusing on doing my Good Day program in the late 80s, I have been around 4 different administrations. And I did not vote. The only person I ever voted for, and I'll admit this right up front, the only person that was president that I voted for was George Bush the father. I did not vote for Bill Clinton, didn't vote for George Bush, didn't vote for Barack Obama. But I will tell you, the access that I had through some of the folks, the Talk Radio News Service and other people that I knew, was very, very good. I got some interesting conversations with both Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Clinton, and I found them to both be very intriguing people to watch and to converse with. And I got to know a lot of people who knew them well. And I developed a great deal of respect for how things, you can say what you want to about the Clintons and whatever and however and whoever, but they were very open, and the door was widely opened for people from all persuasions that wanted to have conversations with them or their people. And I appreciated the access a great deal at that time. I think that, for the record, is important for me to acknowledge. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael back again with us next week to review the stories and the issues as usual. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Let's move along now here as we're reviewing with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the program here, reviewing some of the items, the topics in the world of the talk radio stars and stations. The top 10 this week include a reference to the Justice Department probe of the Ferguson Police Department. I'm listening to a lot of our radio programs, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is one of the country's leading experts on scams, identity theft, and has been featured on this program for years as a legal authority, teaches at Bentley College, and so has a lot of authority behind his words. Anyway, the Justice Department and Ferguson Police, I listened to some of the folks who are right of center talk about what an outrage this is, what a great police department. I want to choke. What a horrible police department. They have a bad track record, and there are a lot of other, not only Ferguson, but there are hundreds of these little small-town police departments that have an atrocious record when it comes to this stuff. Leaving aside whether Michael Brown was an angel or he wasn't, that's not really the issue here. I don't think it is. I mean, I don't know whether he was or he wasn't. But I know that this department has years and years and years of bullying people in that community. But I'm, again, not sure of the legal side of this, whether the Justice Department has any authority here. Can they, speaking of bullying, bully their way in here and try to find or usurp power so that they can do what most people think is the black-on-black cause? What's the legal role of the Justice Department to probe this police department?
You know, it's a fascinating question that you bring up, Doug, because it is a local police department in Missouri, and one would have thought that the state attorney general would be all over this, and perhaps they are, but just not getting the media. The Justice Department is like the 600-pound bear. Where does he sleep? Wherever he wants to. So there are some broad federal laws that would give them the authority that have been extended, and the Supreme Court has extended the rights of, in many instances, of the federal government to get into portions of regulations of things that were generally not necessarily envisioned in the Constitution. So the short answer is, yeah, they've got statutory authority to go in here, even to investigate what they will call deprivation of civil rights under color of state law. So this is, it'll be a legitimate investigation. Hopefully, it's not going to be as fast as people want, but hopefully it will be thorough and done well and set a tone not just for Ferguson, but for the country.
All right. The number six item on the countdown of the story section this week has to do with the hackers. This time it's nude celebrity pictures. The iCloud, is it secure or not? This is another one of these scams. And by the way, Steve has written a book called Identity Theft Alert. This is his latest in a series of books on scamming. He runs a website called Scamicide.com. And so as I think about this, I think about my own story, which is applicable probably to thousands of people who are listening right now. I have a couple of MasterCards. One is a personal one. One is a business account. And I use it pretty much every day. And the other day I got a call from somebody on an 866 line, so it's a toll-free line, suggesting that someone had used the card without authorization. The activity on the card was questionable, and they wanted to talk to me about, to follow up with the questions that you normally get from these people as to, is this charge legit or not? And so I call back that number, and it wasn't a live person. It was a machine. It was an answering service, an answering machine. And it asked me for all of the digits in my card, and then for the expiration date, put that in. And I did, and then afterwards the recording says, well, this is not a card, this is not, you're not authorized, and so I'm thinking, okay, I put the wrong numbers in, so I kept doing it, and I got the same response. So I called the bank, and I said, what the heck's going on here? And they investigated it for 24 hours and said that I'd been phished, that there's an elaborate scheme now that is so, but you have to, the credit card companies will never use this legitimately, they always have a live voice. So that's the first thing, but what else have you heard along these lines in a scheme like this?
Yeah, it's very common. As a matter of fact, there was a big national one that was done recently, exposed, dealing with Chase Bank, and this would come by version of an email rather than the phone call, but it was the same thing. There's a problem with your card. We need to verify. We need to check this out. Now, all of this sounds legitimate, and you may even, they have something called spoofing where the phone number can look like it's coming from MasterCard or whomever. So the key thing is you can't trust any communication you get from someone else because it's too easy to counterfeit. So if you get a call like that, you don't call back their number, but you call back the number on your credit card.
All right, got it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.